Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good? I'm your boy GQ holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your motherfucking mind. And, this is a fucking... Yo, I'm fucked up, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a show that, I fucking forgot my... I'm looking for my keys in the ignition. What kind of shit is that? This is a show that you speak your mind. And this is pretty much what we're talking about today. We're going to be here from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. And we have a guest in the building. Calling us three out of the tray.
Hey.
You know what I mean? We got her name is Steakums. Sexy Steakums. Tasty Steakums over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Real nice.
Real nice? Is that a nice one? Steakums?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got Steakums over here.
Made me hungry.
Huh? Yeah, grade A over here.
You know, I got the monkeys too.
Oh, shit, yeah. I can definitely go for a fucking cheesesteak right now. Like a real cheesesteak, like a Philadelphia cheesesteak.
Yes.
Mm. Damn, I get paid tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be in front of the computer, in front of the switchboard in like, I don't know, in a matter of 10 minutes. I gotta go to the store and get some snacks. But, y'all on this fucking phone with Steakums, and she's over here chilling. She's on Angry Bastard Radio. She's holding Georgia down.
Yes, everything goes
good. Uh-huh. And, like I said, the number to hit us up is 914-338-1782. Like I said, don't call it for, like, another 10 minutes. I mean, and pretty much tonight's episode is just fucking, niggas is just... bombed out right now. Like, niggas is zooted. And I think I just passed by a fucking prostitute walking in the rain. That's out of control.
Oh, that might be me.
Oh, shit. Word. It might be. If it is you, I'm saying, how much you charging?
Oh, no.
You don't know?
I mean, if you buy me a steak, I might do anything.
Oh, shit. If I buy you a steak, I'm...
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yes. I'm about to light up again.
You about to light up again?
Yes.
All right, light that shit up.
You got to keep that shit going, you feel me?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
I need your help, bud. This is a deal.
Okay, what is it?
On this high statistic night,
yeah.
I need you to help me pick out. I need you to help me pick out what snacks I should get.
Because
right now I want everything in the store.
Let me tell you what my snack be.
Yeah.
So, like, when I get real high, right, I be wanting to taste, like, everything. Like, sweet and some salty and some meat, you feel me?
Yeah, they need to come with, like, a high package that comes with, like, meat and like, snacks and shit and a soda or something.
Damn, nobody do that. So what you do, you get you some Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
And you get you a Slim Jim. And get you a cake. It don't even matter what type of cake you get. And get you some to drink, but it got to be like some Kool-Aid type.
Yeah, they got some new Skittles out.
This going to be so good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah, they got some new Skittles out.
No, for real. It's orange.
They taste like two... It tastes like two brands. It tastes like lemonade and fucking grape or some shit like that.
What?
Yeah.
See, they ain't even brought that shit down here yet.
Yeah, I'm about to say, where the fuck is the popcorn at? Gotta get the fucking Wise popcorn.
You try to hit this L? Damn.
Word, yeah.
What you doing?
Pass that shit. Pass that. You gotta stop playing games and pass that.
You got 3 seconds.
Word. There we go. 3 seconds? Damn, you ain't giving a nigga 3 seconds? Gave me a nigga 3 seconds and shit. Ah, shit, they got ranch tortilla chips. I got the 2 popcorn Wise, the onion rings Wise, the Wise Braves tortilla chips, ranch.
Well, aren't you Wise?
Word. Word. Oh, damn, 3-4. I'm gonna have to get one of these sour cheddar joints. So I'm gonna have to put these ranch braids down, and I'm gonna get the Ruffles cheddar.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I gotta get some sweets. I got my sour joints. See, when you light up, you gotta have some sweet, some sour. You know, like a fucking
Oh, some salty. Damn. I don't want no more.
Like a fucking Slim Jim?
Yes.
Gotta have a Slim Jim.
Yes, you do.
Oh, man. So many choices. You didn't come up with a way where you just buy all in one, like an all in one package. Yeah, you eat Airheads?
Hmm?
Airheads.
My head.
I said, do you eat Airheads?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite one?
I like that blue red thing.
Ah, man, the white one. It's all about the white one. Yeah, the mystery white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That mystery white.
Because that mystery white will set your ass up.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You trust the white, it's going to set your ass up.
Just like when niggas keep selling weed, but they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You ever ran across a nigga like that?
Hell yeah.
He be like, I got this fire, you know, I got this fire.
Uh-huh.
So what you got? I
don't even know. That shit. I don't even know what it is. I think I know.
They be like, I think it's some meat, but I don't know.
Word. I'll be like, I don't even know what it is.
It's gonna get you high, though.
Mm-hmm. It just give you an annoying headache. Damn, I brought a lot of shit. I got a handful of change. I got all change.
Oh, dang it. You high and broke as hell.
Word. That's not a good combination. High and broke. Oh, man.
The hell is that, a Chinese scene?
Nah. Try the other ones. I know you can think of them. Go on, think. If it's not that, what is it?
I don't know.
Hey,
why
come
are you on. Asking me say it again.
Yeah.
What, nigga? You done lost me, nigga. You done lost.
50, 60.
Shawty that I meet, you looking like you hanging out Chinese. You know, this
is yeah, I'm over there. Hold on, people. Yeah, now, see, this is some fat shit, because I don't know which one I want to eat first. I'm like, should I eat the Airheads first, or I eat the chocolate?
You gotta eat them all together, nigga.
Yeah. Make a sandwich out of them.
Yeah, about a little bit of this, more than it, you know, more than it.
Make a fucking sandwich out of them. So, what do you, would you say that you're the queen of South? Would you say you're holding the South down?
I would say I'm the South. I'm not going to put myself on top of it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a lot of people down here that rep the South, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I'm right,
saying,
so yeah. So you say you're on top of it. When's the last time you've been on top of a dick?
The last time I've been on top of a dick.
Damn, that long? Shit.
No, I mean, I gotta think, because I'm not on top all the time.
Huh?
Because I don't be on top all the time.
Oh, yeah. So, what's your favorite position?
I don't have no favorite. I like the mama.
My type of girl. So, I think you're a pleaser?
A pleaser?
Mm-hmm. Are you like to please your man? Like, in other words, say we would start, say I was your man. I'm laying next to
you. I mean, I put in work, you know what I'm saying? Especially my blood. You
better make
sure you ain't got nothing to do for the next, 5 hours.
Oh, God. Whoa, what you say, who?
Huh?
You say, Bow Wow?
Okay, no.
Oh, I was just saying.
What the fuck?
I thought you said you gotta put in work, like Bow Wow.
Oh, no.
I'm about to say, whoa. Little Bow Wow.
Don't like Bow Wow. No disrespect. No.
You like Soulja Boy?
No, I don't like Soulja Boy.
I think some of Soulja
Boy. I like Gucci Mane and I like Young Jeezy. And then I say Lil Wayne and Plies. And that's it.
Plies. Now, what the fuck does Plies even say? Like.
But, see, baby.
Oh, okay. Buster Baby, you know that shit?
His latest song is...
Wasn't Hot.
Put it on you.
What's up with, who you think that is? So, you put out pretty much the people that you listen to. In the South, I would think that T.I. would at least be one of them on the list.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I forgot him.
Hey, I'm like, whoa.
I'm so sorry, baby.
How you gonna forget that?
I can't. You know what? Like, you know my mind ain't right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your mind, yeah, you're right. I'll give you a ticket that time.
All right, thank you, sir.
I'll give you a pass.
Okay. Oh, God.
What'd you say?
Hmm?
What'd you say?
Hmm.
Oh, you was yawning.
This pine got me sleepy.
You said you got what?
I said this pine got me sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yo, these are motherfucking chips. So when you high, food tastes
delicious.
Oh, I got
some chips too. How forget that? I'm tripping for real.
Yeah, you fucking up. You fucking up.
I totally forgot. Dude.
Mm-hmm. Wait, cheddar cheese?
A cheddar and sour cream.
That's what I got.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gonna be the truth.
Yeah.
You see the way I'm chewing this shit? Fucking me mm-hmm. mother up.
Mm.
All right, now considering that you're a guest on the show,
mm-hmm.
you've been in the chat line once before, so you know how crazy it gets. Well, it's kind of similar, and I must warn you, my two brothers are very vicious.
Right? What that mean?
In other words, if they come at you, don't get scared and nervous. Don't be afraid to bite back.
Man, I ain't never seen.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Okay.
Never.
That's what I'm talking about. You ain't never scared. I think you're gonna do just good on this show.
You bark at me, I'm gonna bite your head off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard? I heard the little gangsterness come out, the southern gangster. I ain't never scared. Mhm. I thought it was just a song, but y'all niggas is really saying it. Oh, shit.
For real.
For real? You're going to have me saying that shit. This ain't what you need, player. For real.
We
this
really
ain't what...
lyrics, nigga.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. My one brother, one of the vicious brothers, he used to live out there in the South, so he's gonna try to, you know, G check you. Make sure
you're
not
G checking me.
Yeah, making sure you know your shit. You got a sexy accent though.
Thank you.
As I bite into my chips.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't think yours tastes better than mine, though.
They're the same chips. Now, mine tastes better. Mine tastes better because they're smaller. They're in a smaller bag, so they're fresher. So I know they taste better.
Mine tastes better because they made from the South.
Are they made from the South?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mine tastes better because I was there when they made them.
My chips was made from Charlotte, North Carolina. So what up?
Oh, yeah?
North Carolina. Yeah.
All right, well, I milked the cow and ran the machine that made the cheese for these chips I'm eating right here. So mine's even fresher.
You are nasty, motherfucker, too.
Mine's are freshful. Freshfuller. Freshfuller.
What?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the other brother where he's just straightforward. Like, as you're talking, he'll be like, he'll say something like, hey, so where you from? And you'll be like, yeah, I'm from such. And he'll be like, oh, by the way, take off some of your clothes while you're talking, but continue.
Yo.
Yo.
Didn't I tell you not to bother me?
Word.
I tell you I'm on the radio.
Word, she's on the
you
radio.
You calling me woman? I ain't doing nothing.
You fucking them chips up, shorty.
Hmm?
I said you fucking them chips up.
Man. They just so good.
Ooh, yeah. You ever turn the bag upside down to get the rest?
Yeah.
And
yeah. Hold it.
Yeah. That's what fat shit a mother say. Hold on, people. If you're on hold, the computer is loading.
Yours, girl, I'm back.
Yeah.
Get down. You ain't getting none of my chips.
Yeah.
Get the fuck. I'm not.
Yeah.
Sit your hungry ass down.
Mm-hmm. You ever try to get like the particles of the chips in the corner of the bag?
Oh yes, that's like the best part.
Yeah, like you lick your fingers just to get the so you can stick some of Oh man. That's funny.
Nah, some funny shit though. My little cousins, right? You know, like popcorn, you know what I'm saying? That you put in the microwave and shit.
Yeah.
Man, these little hungry niggas ripping the bag apart and licking the butter off the bag. All right, I'm a hungry nigga.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. Niggas can't wait for
you can't have no cheese.
Word.
Word.
Broke the feed.
I ain't trying to eat all of them. Damn.
God. Oh, yeah, let's go. That's just fucking confusing. These kids on my nerves, man.
That's why I got more than you.
No computers?
What?
Computers?
No.
What?
Chips, nigga.
Yeah, I'm tight right now because my bag is done with. I'm on the next bag. I'm a little tight about that. Okay, that was a tease.
You know when you got the money, you get the big bag.
Word.
Word.
I have money for the big bag, so I said, let me get the little one. I said, it might. Huh?
By you being blown, you know what I'm saying? It's like the bag lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
You got the little bag, next thing you know. You know what I'm saying? You touching the bottom of the bag.
Word.
Word.
I'm laughing at you.
Why?
Because someone told me that I say that a lot. I never really realized it.
Word. Word, me.
B, Lord.
Yes, son.
Lord.
Talking, son.
What's good, son?
This is what you get on me one more time. I'll hit you in your shit for real. Don't look at me like that, because I'm serious. You trying to be brave. What the fuck?
Bet. Tell them. This ain't what you want, player.
This ain't what you want.
Word.
Player. And that's word.
Word.
Word to your mother, B.
And word. Word.
Word.
Word, Lord.
Yes. I got a question.
I got an answer.
Okay. I know this dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he is from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I never heard nobody use this word, but he would always say beloved.
Beloved?
Yes.
Nah.
No?
Hold on, I mean, I'm trying to sign on to the radio show so I can take out the, so I can open up the segment, the, not the segment, the switchboard. I have 3 cats. Hopefully, if they called, maybe they'd answer that for you.
Because
maybe they say it. I don't think they say it, though. They might have heard someone say it before.
Yes, and me and my people was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, these dudes that I know from down here, they was like, that the dude was on some gay shit, you know what I'm saying? But the dude was saying that this is what they say from this church. They say beloved. And it means like someone loved or.
Oh, New Jersey.
Yes.
Mmm. I don't
it's
know.
Like a word of so. Respect or something you were saying.
Yeah, he's probably a homo. He's definitely a homo.
He has a dictionary and everything.
He ran out of dictionary. He's gay. he sits down when he pees. He's gay. He definitely has on a pair of leotards. He's gay. Man. He's definitely on the Skittles rainbow.
The Rainbow Squad.
Word, the Rainbow School. School of Fadness. The Hard Cock Life. Oh, man. Well, while I'm waiting for my peoples to call, you want to hear something?
Yes.
What do you want to hear?
It don't even matter.
It don't matter? Mm-mm. Well, who do you like?
I want to hear some Lil Wayne.
I got the perfect song. You like Lil Wayne like that?
Yes, I do.
Well, what you think about this song? I think it's all right. It's more the Rocky way. But I think it's all right. Let's check this shit out. It's called Hot Revolver.
Okay. Holy.
I'm above star, and I haven't got so high, different God knew who you are.
Was it too white for you? Was it too white?
Mm-mm. That was okay.
It was okay. Mm-hmm. What do you like about Lil Wayne?
I mean, I just like the way that he carries himself, and the fact that he's a very successful young man, and like. He's a person that we all see, like, grow up, you know what I'm saying, in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see a whole lot of people that do that. So I respect him for that and how long he's been in the rap game, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you know him. So I know a whole lot about him more than I do any other rapper. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I never really heard it like that.
Yeah. Well, now you did.
Now you did. Well, on that note, I'm going to put this other hot track now. This shit I'm feeling. The way he flows, I mean, he's the metaphor man. Like, he's always like, I'm like this and like that, like. But he does his thing. And Angry Bastard Radio, people that listen to this show, they heard me play this track a few times, so. This is called the Other Side by Lil Wayne. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Call my Nina Bay like San Diego. Get me twisted, I'ma turn into a tornado. And all my riders riding like a Winnebago. You stay, but I'ma let that AK go. Raw than Quelo, shoot you like Halo, give your ass a halo. These bitches walk around hanging like they J-Lo. But man, I remember when these bitches was just hey-ho. Hey-ho, how you doing? Me, I'm doing every fucking thing. Smoking them dykes, I'm on that Mary fucking Jane. This shit's so Tom and Jerry to that Wayne. And you MCs are just milking cherries to that Wayne. And bitch, I'm greedy, but if I keep eating you rappers, I'll get sugar diabetes. Sweetie, I'm a different species. I'll crush your two fingers into a million pieces.
DJ White Out.
What the fuck do I be thinking? Kill, murder, and Benjamin Franklin. Your girlfriend is into them gangsters. And me being a gangster, I get into your girlfriend.
Gangster.
I stay still when the world's
yo, White Out.
And ain't nobody
drop
finer
that
than the bird.
Drop that.
You heard me. You heard him. Him being me. And we are better than all y'all bitches. Niggas, hoes, enemies, foes, threes, twos, ones, but these dudes won.
Dramatic,
nigga. That's out. For real. But not one, because it's Dedication 3, technically. Shout out to the Dunk Riders. Especially when I hold that red flag. Right, Patrick. Out of town. Yeah.
Girl, Lil Wayne is stupid. He'll be saying nothing, but when you hear it, you be like, yo, that was hot. Just the way he put it together. I'd be like, hey ho, how you doing? Oh, man. Girl, you give me a beat. I can make a whole track of metaphors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. You still eating them cheddar sour joints?
Yes.
I'm hating right now.
It's a charging cheddar and sour cream.
Yeah, that charging is how much they charge you for. You about to get me tight over
charging.
Here.
We are charging.
Yeah, we are charging. Yeah, this ain't free.
Because they got their 99 cents sitting real pretty up on the bag.
Yeah, I'm right. You pay 99 cents for that. I pay like 35 cents for this little ass bag.
Mm. And then I got this soda.
What soda you got?
Pago.
Pago?
Pago.
Oh, wow. What does that taste
hey-ho.
Like?
Well,
hey ho. Tomato.
Hey ho.
Tomato. Played out. That's how niggas, when they don't know the words.
Mm-hmm.
Me
and my cousin, like, we were talking about how, you know, like, you be riding in the car or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this one nigga that's flirting to the phone. So then somebody go and turn the radio down. And that nigga be talking, fuck up.
Word.
And then they try to play this shit off like, oh damn.
Word.
Yeah.
Right, so them, like, cause this is how it goes. Before you turn it now, they be like, you should let me love you. Let me do the work. Let me do everything you want. Let me. And then he's like, you start swearing, he's special, man. Be the one to be. And then turn the music down, and you hear all you hear is.
I'm like, hell no, nigga, my bad.
Yeah.
Yes, but. What
you doing tonight? Talking about me or your dog?
Get down. You done sound fucking greedy, man.
Oh, man, you.
No, this dog. I wipe my hand on my pants leg, right? I just wipe them all. You know what I'm saying? This dog pop up and start licking my pants.
Oh, wow.
And then you'll go and lick his nuts, man?
Yeah, yeah. I think he's trying to get it in. He's trying to let you know something.
Hold on, huh?
Lisa? I said, I think he's trying to let you know something.
Lisa?
Oh, man?
Yes.
I think he's trying to let you know something.
Lisa? Lisa. I don't think so.
I was really about to keep on going and going. Oh, man.
Boy, you are bold.
You say I'm bold? Blue?
Hell no. I said, boy, you a foe.
You a foe.
Yes.
So you want to go see that Notorious movie?
Oh, yes, I got to go see that.
Okay.
Will you call me Big Pop?
What happened?
He was a true player.
You gotta be a true player. Or a team player.
Yeah, I got this DVD, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's called Welcome to Death Row.
Yeah.
And it's talking about, like, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Eazy-E and Pac and all them.
Uh-huh.
And that nigga Suge Knight. It's just like, them niggas is so, I don't know what to say about them.
Uh-huh.
But it's some funny shit with them niggas. Boy, it was.
It was some funny shit. But look at Suge Knight. I mean, what is he really? He used to be a mob. I mean, like, he used to be a tough guy, and now he's a lame.
Oh, no, this motherfucker didn't.
Who you talking about, me?
This fucking dog.
What, he peed?
About to get his ass whooped. Hold on.
Uh-oh. I hear it. I got to put this on. I got to. I want to hear someone abuse a dog. Listen. A southern woman abusing a dog. Right now, PBA live on High Times Radio. probably known as Angry Bastard Radio.
Some tell me to get a fish.
And we're witnessing right now a southern woman beating a dog. Let's listen closely.
No, I wasn't beating the dog. I was whooping his ass.
Oh, yeah, you're right. There's a difference.
Yeah, that shit right.
Mm-hmm. I'll probably talk about that.
Yeah, you good kid.
Oh, man. Yo, where the fuck are these assholes at? We got an hour and 14 minutes left in the show. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. We got Sexy Steakums in here. And no, fella, she's not fat at all. Well, stomach-wise, that is. She's fat everywhere else, though.
Okay,
everywhere.
Business.
I have room?
Not in.
All right, what'd you check your ass, sir?
I didn't say nothing. And you were still eating.
Hell yeah, I'm a fat bastard. Yo, how was you feeling the first time you heard this track right here? I'm going down, down, baby. Go eat every in the heaven. Boom, boom, there you go. Baby, there we go.
I was young and dumb and full of cum.
Oh, Lord. There you go. How old were you?
I had to have been like, God. Oh, my God, like. 13, 12, 13.
Oh, Lord. I was definitely, like, right around the corner. I should have been right around the corner. Next to the block, down the street from the tree.
I'm so fucking mad.
Why are you mad?
Yes.
Fall in. What about Slim Thug?
Slim Thugger. Who the boss player?
Mm-hmm.
Who the motherfucking boss?
Because me and my compadres had a discussion on as far as who is running the South right now. And some people say a little way.
I just say that if a lot of niggas competing to try to run the South, you know what I'm saying? I mean, can't no one nigga just run the South by himself.
Uh-huh.
And that's all it is competition. And it's not gonna never end. Ain't nobody gonna really run the South.
Nah, no doubt.
And that's how I feel about it.
That's good thinking. Right, so who you feel is the best looking rapper in the South?
You said what?
Who you think is the best looking rapper in the South?
The best looking? I would have to say P.I.
Yeah.
Yeah, then Lil Wayne, and then Plies. Yeah. Because Plies don't look too good without that fitted on. Yeah. I'm gonna be Like, you can put a license plate on that nigga forehead. And it will just fit, like, so perfect.
Yo! That is funny.
I'm just being for real. Guys, I love you to death, but keep that fitted on.
Keep that fitted on, Paz. Shorty said you look good, but when you take the fitted hat off, you fuck up. All right. You just fuck it all up.
Like she, your face fell or something.
Yeah, bless you. Now, it's amazing. I told my brothers, I said, yo, call the show. And they didn't call the show. They were slacking, like, ah, whatever. We'll call it when we felt like it. And then I said, yo, call the show. We got this kinky, nasty lady on. I see their number pop up. I'm like, ah.
You said what?
So, we got this kinky, nasty lady on. But they actually called up. Hey, yo, Six.
Yo.
Yo, so I asked her, who in her opinion is the hottest, attractive rapper in South? She said, well, T.I. Then she said something about Plies, but she said, Plies only looks good if he has his fitted hat on. If he takes his fitted hat off, you say he looks like what?
I said that it looks like his face fell. It's just a whole lot of heat. It is.
Oh, man. Well, welcome to you guys to the show. I believe SD is over there as well. It's SD and 6-4. They're also part of they're the host. They're the host on the show, Angry Bass Radio. And fellas, I want to welcome you to Steakums.
Hey, Steakum.
Hey.
Damn, you sound like a Steakum.
I taste like one too.
Mm.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, let's go.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Huh?
Where are you from?
I am from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I love you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to kick you with y'all and blow these L's down.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You trying to spread your legs, too?
Am I trying to spread my legs?
What?
They already spread.
Let's go.
Really?
Yeah.
You on your stomach or your back?
Hmm?
So, which way are you laying, on your stomach or your back?
I'm on my back.
Oh, what?
Yes.
Okay. What do you have on?
What I got on?
Yep.
Well, I got on this full tank top. It's all white, and I got on some boy shorts.
Hmm. Okay, and you laying on your back. All right. And some Converse, Ma, you said? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I just had to go outside real quick.
Oh, so you went outside in some boy shorts?
Yes. I can do that.
I can dig it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
What?
I think someone's howling because you went outside with some booty shorts on. You got the dog. Mm-hmm. This is why I hate playing sound effects, because I push stop like 10 seconds ago and it's still going. Come on! All right, there we go. You know what, man? It feels like my computer is getting the best of me. Because I'm like, you'll stop. And it's not stopping. It's stopping when it wants to stop.
I'll hurt you.
Mm-hmm. So continue. Come on, let's continue this.
Yes.
I saw your feet in the air.
They're on the wall. I'm laid back on my bed.
Mm-hmm. On your bed?
Yes.
Mhm. All right. So I mean, where are your parents at? Like, how come you're on a radio show with like, you know, three dudes who's pretty much about to have their way with you, while you got your legs spread on the bed with your tank top on?
No comment.
Mm. Okay. As SD would say, let's go.
Yeah,
she's definitely ready.
Yeah, she sounds so.
Well, repeat yourself then.
Huh?
Repeat yourself.
I see you're definitely ready.
Oh.
She was so demanding, and I answered her like a slave. She said, repeat
yourself.
She said, repeat yourself. I repeated it without any hesitation or nothing. Like I was your, huh? Hey, yo, Ma, let me lick your feet.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, you not into the feet licking, nigga? I know L.E. doesn't feel like the feet licking. Yo, L.E., what up, man?
I lick a foot. I lick her foot while her feet are on my legs all over my shoulders.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Grind her like a damn. Grind her like a fucking fish.
Grind her like a fish?
Grind her like a fucking fish.
How would
let me
hit
this. Ew.
Oh, yo, Ma, what's your friend? Oh, you're in your.
I lick her butt. Huh? I lick her butt.
Lick my butt.
I don't know about that one.
I like the early.
I never met her butt face to face, so I can't really say that.
Yo.
Yeah.
She sounds like she has a clean butt.
Mhm.
My butt is gooch.
Your butt is what?
What'd you say? Your butt has a brand name? Your butt is Gucci? What'd you say?
Yeah, I did say that.
Your butt is Gucci?
Yeah.
Gucci.
Listen,
that's funny.
Did you finish that one?
Damn.
Who's that who can't handle the weed? Mom, you can't even handle the weed. What's good with that?
Because I'm trying to salt and smoke at the same time.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Huh?
He's in Georgia.
Yeah.
Georgia. What part of Georgia?
ATL. Bang.
You ain't in no ATL. Listen, everybody is from ATL. Get the fuck out. No goddamn ATL.
Okay.
All right. He's probably from Riverdale. He's probably from Riverdale.
Uh-huh.
Riverdale, ain't you?
Mm-mm.
Where you from?
Lying.
I tell you why I be at, though, all the time, though.
When?
I be in Mason. Huh?
In the strip club stripping?
No, I be in Macon a whole lot. I have like,
Ma,
people.
Come on, Ma. You're 18 and you're from Georgia. How you gonna expect niggas to believe in that stripper? Like, come on.
You said what?
Of course, you're a stripper.
Listen, are you frequent of the Blue Flame?
What?
Yeah, I didn't even hear him either.
I don't like nobody trying to play me like this.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom, listen. Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I'm also, you know what I'm saying, put your cars on deck.
You'll do what?
I'm about to put your cars on deck.
Do that, Ma. Put the cars on deck, Ma. Read my license.
Put the cars on Dizzy.
On Dizzy.
How about you put your lips on my Dizzy? How about that?
Oh, Lord.
You said what?
Shorty ain't paying attention. She lighting up. She too busy lighting up.
What are you smoking? Grass?
Ma, you live in a group home?
Grass, nigga. You see, you look.
Ma, you live in a group home?
I'm about to get
to an attitude. Nah, go on. Ask her again.
He said, do I live in a group home?
Yeah, she heard you.
Nigga, I'm going to live in a group home if I'm 18.
The fuck kind
of shit? I'm just asking you, Ma. Listen, because this 18-year-old is living in group home.
She just got kicked out of the group home. That's what it is.
Oh, that's what I mean.
Because she's 18.
You almost became part of the dish party.
What?
Hmm?
Hold on. Where's all your friends? Where's your moms? How are your moms doing?
Where your mom at?
Where your mom at?
I don't know.
Do you have any kids?
Oh,
are you
what?
Crying, bitch? Do you have any kids?
No.
Are you crying?
You want some on your chin?
What?
You want some on your chin?
What?
Oh, boy. Listen, Ma. Yo.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Keep it real, son. Yo, son, keep it real. Did you finish school, son?
Yeah, I finished school.
What do you have? You have a good enough or a high school diploma?
Hey, yo, Shorty, don't let them come at you like that.
Right.
Now, Shorty, keep it funky with me, though, for real. You have a good enough or a high school diploma?
She's not even focused. She's too focused on her blunt.
I mean, that's cool and all that.
I'm not
that's
about
cool.
to waste no weed arguing with this nigga.
Listen,
you want every last drop.
Listen, how does your vagina smell?
Like your bottom lip.
That was actually a good one. I'm surprised she even said anything.
Yeah, she came back with a swiftness too.
So she must have finished the 13th grade. Like, you know how it asks you on the application?
Uh-huh.
She finished? She must have finished the 13th grade.
Oh, God. No, I didn't.
Well, hold on.
Like, fuck it.
This guy doesn't seem great. Yeah, Fly, dude, he looks like a water bug. And Flo Rida. I think I was Shrek head. Nigga got a head like the donkey from Shrek.
What?
Aww. Long ass mule head he got. Nigga look like a camel on the face. Nigga like Joe Black. Joe the Camel. Oh, man. Oh, these Airheads are delicious.
Not more delicious than your mom's nipples when I chew on them.
Oh, yeah? What are you trying to say? My mom's nipples is gushers?
Like beef jerky.
Oh, like gushers.
No, I like beef jerky.
You have beef jerky?
Yeah, real hard. That little bit tough. They're old, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, man, Shorty, you went for it. My cousin just called up, and he's from your area. Well, he's in Florida.
Oh, for real? Where you at?
For real? Where you at?
Fort Myers.
Fort Myers? What it do? I'm in, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the O right now, you dig? I'm on my way to your house right now. What's your address? I got the GPS.
We're going to fuck I'm on my way to your house right now. What's that?
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
Nah, my
hold on, you live in Fort Myers. Ain't that where all them Mexicans kicking the oranges up?
The first thing that's going to have to be done is your legs are going to have to be spread in order for me to even hear what you're saying.
Hold on. Shorty. You live in Fort Myers. That's where all the Mexicans is at, right?
Uh-huh. She's a black chicken.
Nah, yeah. She lives in Georgia.
I did not say I asked Tennessee in Fort Myers.
Oh. Where you stay at?
I tell you where I stay at.
No, you lying to me now, because now I'm hearing you stay in Georgia.
In Georgia.
You said you was in Florida.
Don't fucking lie to me, yo. Don't fucking lie to me. Tell me where you live.
I don't want to tell you shit.
Answer my question.
I don't want to tell you shit. I ain't answering shit.
All right. the back of my hand ain't got a wild white ring for nothing, yo. Don't become a bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
You gotta always make an exempt out of one, man.
You gotta smack him in the. You gotta backhand her, right? Take a picture of her face and put it on the wall. So the next chick you bring over, be like, look at her face. Look at her face. If you don't want your face looking like that, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, you trying to play me too, bro.
No, I'm not.
Where you from, yo? You from Atlanta or you from Florida?
I'm not telling y'all.
You ain't telling them.
I'm gonna ask you one more time. I'm gonna say it real nice this time. Where you from? I'm not telling you. Hang up on that bitch. Hang up on that bitch. Don't ever call back again. We called you. We about to disconnect you.
No, first of all, it don't even work like that, baby girl.
Well, shut up, because I just took your spot, baby boy.
Wow.
Hold up, girl.
Yeah.
Fucking nut in your mouth, girl. Don't play with me.
This nigga JJ amps up every fucking thing. That shit is something. Right here. Even if it's whack.
This nigga is like, wow. And it worked.
Yeah. What's up with them TVs, man? Listen, I want a 47-inch.
47? They didn't, plasma or flat, LCD?
Let's go, man.
I'm going to say right now, plasma's whack, dog. You know what I'm saying? The plasma, you got a good 3 years. 3-4 years.
I thought plasma was like, yeah, like seven years and LCD, can't you recharge a plasma TV?
Nah, but what ends up happening is the screen, it starts that the lasers in the back start to burn out.
Mm-hmm.
Colors burn out in a plasma, and that's how everybody's TV gets fucked up. So like, you play like any, if you play like a PlayStation or Xbox, and you continue playing it on there, eventually the figures will start to burn images on your screen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you have a game with like a constant, let's say it is you're playing a racing game, right?
Yeah.
What's gonna happen is the speedometer or whatever constant image that's there is gonna burn into your screen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, even though that's gonna take time for it to happen, it happens real quick. You know what I'm saying?
A better LCD has a better, it's called like the image refresh rate or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
So that's what caused the burning. You have a low image refresh rate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what are y'all, the geek squad?
No.
Now we just informed, dog. You should try being informed about anything.
Oh man, I can't hear you. You got a low phone. Your technology is in the basement right now. Yo, waiter, check please.
Oh shit. Right, I'm in your mom's basement. In my basement, I'm ramming her in. your mom is giving me great head like she's taking me a turkey and egg dog.
Hey, yo, Shorty, you still there?
Yes.
By the way, her name is Steakum. Her name is Steakum.
Steakum.
Yeah.
Like Steakums, like, you know what I'm saying, they come in the APAC?
Yeah.
All right, I'm saying, Shorty, fuck Steakums, but what you doing right now, yo?
I'm just chilling.
Open till 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
let's get down to business, all right? Let's get some serious questions, because we don't be bullshitting all the time. We bullshitting right now, but serious questions. Your New Year's resolution for 2009, what is it?
Stop smoking
what?
I don't smoke, and I'm telling you for what. You've been smoking for how long now? You've been smoking for 9 years.
No.
Since she was 11.
Yeah.
Since you were 11?
Yeah. She's 12.
How old are you now? 13?
Wait,
no,
don't 18. Try to play.
18.
You're 18. All right, cool. You're legal, so we can continue this conversation on a section.
Word. Let's go. All
right. So I just fucked my whole train of thought up, dog.
Word. Light up, dog.
You know what? I remember. My spread your legs.
Fastly.
And not slowly. And make it,
real rap.
And make it real school.
I'm saying, what you doing right now, though? Like, where you at? You in your room?
Yes.
All right, true. You know what I'm saying? You by yourself?
Yes.
All right, this is what I need you to do. I need you to proceed to the bed. All right. Now, as you proceed to the bed, I know you probably got a pair of Lee jeans on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all females are doing shit. Go ahead and unbutton that.
Do you have Lee jeans on?
I don't have no jeans on.
Oh, word. What do you have on right now?
You got on them boy shorts?
Yeah.
Okay, bitch.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead and have a seat on your bed.
Hold on, don't call me a bitch.
Uh-oh.
Call you a bitch.
That shit don't fly, my nigga. That shit don't fly.
You can proceed to spread your legs.
That shit don't fly.
Nah. Real rap. Go ahead and sit on your bed, ma. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and move your hand up and down on your stomach and proceed to the south corridor. You dig what I'm talking about? Let me ask you, do you shave or you hairy?
Yes, I do.
You shave, right?
Yes.
Listen, I all love right, going up and down because it's so easy.
I don't like to go jungle surfing and shit. You know what I mean? So I make sure that has to be shaved. I'm saying.
No, what kind of?
Let me guess. You got the little line there, right? You made the little line straight down the trail.
A happy trail line. It got an arrow at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. You want to help right now? I need you.
On top of the arrow. Someone from the dust, someone rode in, clean. Wash me.
Now, what I need you to do, Mommy, what is I need you to do? Because you know what I'm saying? You got the little happy chill. I need you to take a picture of that and send it to my email address.
To his email,
So he can forward it to all of us.
Word.
So I can
whack off tonight. I'm being real. I just want to whack.
I'm saying, if you in Atlanta, Ma, you only in about 5 hours from me. I can come see you right now. Not now, but right now.
Does somebody have a glass of Gatorade? Anybody? Yeah, this brother is thirsty. Go ahead, continue, dog. Can you drop those bastards?
And she's 18.
Dude, I'm there, yo.
She's 18. You don't even know what she looks like. By the time you get there, she probably curfew and shit.
Sure, it's probably like Oscar's route.
First of all, I'm not a joker.
Baby girl, what you look like? Describe yourself. And don't be talking about you look like Janet Jackson either. What you look like? Tell the world what you look like right now.
And I want to hear.
Because I'm going to tell you right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to hear. I got caramel complexion. You know what I'm saying? I got fat ass, big ass. I ain't even trying to hear that shit. Describe
I'm not trying to hear no. I don't want to hear chinky eyes either.
I like chinky eyes.
Oh, your light skin? All right, go ahead.
Chinky eyes.
I was saying you're like 5'7". 5'7".
5'7", 170.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You like the start club, running back?
She's good money.
Nah, that don't mean nothing, though.
If
she's 5'7", 200, she's a linebacker.
Right. She's the size of a cornerback then.
I'm
joking, babe. All right. Like, how thick is your thighs?
Yeah, I'm really hurting in my feelings.
I'm sorry. Right. How thick is your thighs?
Like, for you. I mean, they really together. They be rolling a lot of
my. All right, do you know who Pinky is? Baby girl, do you know who Pinky is?
Yes.
You know who Pinky is? Now, do you have you got a fat push like her?
No.
Huh?
At least you're keeping it real. Put it like this. Do you have a camel toe? A nice, juicy camel toe?
Ooh, you mean like something you can grab, right?
From what she just said, I think she does.
Yeah. She gave the sexy talk and everything, though.
Yeah,
what are you? What are you?
Well, my mother is black.
And your father?
Black. And your father?
My father's for, like,
I know. What's your last name?
Garcia.
I said Hernandez.
Oh, Hernandez. All right.
Your last name is Hernandez. Say something to me in Spanish.
Okay. Como esta?
Come on, girl. I learned that shit in ninth grade. Come on, girl.
I didn't grow up on it.
How about this, Shorty? Let me see if you know what I just said. Dami Turcha, mama.
I don't know what that means.
Right.
All
right.
But how about this one?
Yeah.
How about no
comprende?
Ooh, she's on point.
Hey,
this shit on Bad Boy
2.
Come on, man. I ain't trying to hear this shit. Come on,
ma. Yo, ma, what's the freakiest thing you've ever done? Freakiest.
The freakiest thing that I ever did.
Besides take a shower.
Okay, I'm out to holler at y'all.
Chill, Shorty.
Don't go over.
What's the freakiest thing you ever did?
Okay, the freakiest thing that I ever did was I went over to this girl's house, right? I mean, I went to, like, spend the night over her house because me and her had became real good friends. Come to find out, she was liking me, but I didn't know she liked me like that. And I know that she would do, like, this little...
She'd tap you on your ass?
No, she would do little things like...
She would lick peanut butter off your pussy. No, I can tell you. Go ahead with the story.
Okay. And she would do little shit like she would take her shower, but she would come out of the shower like butt ass naked.
Let's go. Like a fantasy I had last night.
Get to the juicy part.
She would ask me.
Hold on,
let me do something
real quick.
Spread your legs a little wider and call your sister.
Hello? Yeah. Okay,
go ahead.
Alright. And she would, like, ask me, like, help her put some lotion on her and stuff like that.
Mm.
I mean, I didn't really think of it, like, nothing like that, but then she started asking for too much stuff. I'm like, damn.
Like what?
What's
she asking for?
Like what, massage her calves or, you know, lotion up her fucking, her glutes.
Put some baby oil on my nipples.
Put some baby oil on my glutes.
All right, so what happened? I'm saying, did you end up smashing the butt?
What?
Did you hit it?
Smashing.
Well, anyway.
Do me a favor. Come here, favor. Go get the rocket boots.
You live at home? You live with your parents?
Hold on. Hey, little mama, go get some rocket boots, right? And step on them. Step on the rocket boots. And turn them on full blast and fly over to the good part of the story.
So what happened when she, I mean, you put the lotion on her and she wanted you to do some extra shit. Then what happened?
Hold on. When did she take off her clothes and start eating you out? That's all we want to know. That part right there.
I mean, was you muff diving or was she muff diving?
Actually, we both fly.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, what is this girl? What's her number? Where did you come from?
He's like, let's go.
Yo, mommy, listen, do you live with your parents? You got your own spot.
I have my own spot.
And apparently,
all right, she has her own spot
in her mother's house, which is called her room.
You live in your mom's house?
Oh my God.
Your mama a freak too, ain't she?
Hell yeah.
My mama is a
right. Go put your mom on the phone right now. Go get your mom.
No, are you crazy?
No.
I got a question. When you stand up straight, do you have a line from the bottom of your back to your ass? Like, do you have a line right there? Because if you do, you have a large ass.
Like a crease. Like if you was laying, if I was laying on my stomach, you can put some Kool-Aid right there.
And you can just top that shit up with a biscuit, huh?
Kool-Aid. This is too good to be true. Let me tell you something.
Hold on. Let me ask you this question, man. This is how you find out she got a fat ass, dog. Yo, so on your back, your lower back, you know how where you put your tramp stamp at? You got like indentate. You got dimples back there.
Do I got dimples right there?
How would you?
Right above
your ass. You got dimples.
Yeah, like right there above my pants, right.
All right. This is what we need you to do. All right, they invented this spot. It's called the Holiday Inn, all right? We need you to proceed to the Holiday Inn. We will be there in a minute.
No.
Listen, it's too good to be true. Number one.
Exactly.
Number two, she is a lesbian. Number three, she has a fatty. She's ATL. She's 18. She's young. She's mm-hmm. This is a dude.
Hold on. I'm not knowing
this. This is a joke. Listen, send a picture to me right now to verify. Let me verify. Picture to me right now.
Yeah.
You're a dude.
Hold on. You know what? To verify, real simple. Hold on. We put a chick on blast yesterday. Mommy, what's your MySpace account?
She says she don't got one.
You ain't got a MySpace. It's not an 18-year-old alive that don't got a MySpace.
I bump into a lot of girls.
Let me tell you something, though, about it. That MySpace shit is so fucking wet. What the fuck? I look like shooting at a fucking...
I mean, I don't have a MySpace account, but I figured, you know what I'm saying, you 18, you would have one and shit.
No, I don't. I mean, I did, but I don't.
Why'd you erase it?
Go ahead and take a picture. In the mirror like the rest of them niggas do.
Hold on. It got deleted. What, you have some pictures on there?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
I used to, you know what I'm saying, be into it or whatever. I had, like, a whole lot of friends and shit, you know what I'm saying?
So you know it's or whatever, right?
Let me ask you a question, though. You used to have an arm. You ever stripped before?
Have I ever stripped?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for money or for free?
How about this? Have you ever got paid to have sex?
No.
Yes. Did you ever strip for peanuts?
Oh my God.
Nah, for real, real rap. I need to find out about your mother. All right. Now, what does your mother look like? Because your mom, how your mom looks, tell me how you look. So, what does your mom look like?
Well, my mom, she's like real life.
Where's your mom at right now? I've asked you this already. Answer my question. Where's your mom?
My mom is asleep.
She's asleep?
Why at 8:24 p.m.?
She has a job. She has to work.
What, she works third shift?
Yes.
Your mom works third shift? What is she, a nurse? Is your mom Nurse Betty?
Okay.
Nah, for real. All right, tell me what your mom look like, for real. What she look like?
Answer, Mama.
Okay, my mom is light-skinned. She is black wavy hair.
She look like Miss Butterworth, huh?
What did you say, Sean?
I said my mom is light-skinned. She has black wavy hair. She has brown eyes.
feel like Michael Jackson.
Your she mother? Probably, does your mother have a boyfriend right now?
My mom got a couple boyfriends.
Oh yeah, let's go, mom.
Yeah, that's, I knew your mom would have a couple boyfriends because you sound like a freak, and I know, you know what I'm saying, your mom has to be a freak.
Has to be.
Has to be a freak. So what I need you to do is just go ahead and give me your mom's cell phone number, and I'll go ahead and take care of the rest of you.
I went for my thumb in her butt.
What's your mother's cell phone number?
What?
Hold on. Have you and your mom ever, you know what I'm saying, like got together with one dude? No. I'm saying, like, if y'all ever had a threesome with the same dude?
And, like, the dudes that I talked to, they be trying to get at my mama.
Uh-huh.
At your mama. Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So what we need you to do is this. Take a picture of your mama. Take a picture of yourself. It don't matter if you got clothes on or not. Just head and pull that over to us.
Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Live on Angry Bastard Radio. You got L.E. Fresh to Death, 6'4", me, myself, GQ, and we got the sexy, thickness, roastful, more roastful, fucking Steakums.
Where did you find this girl?
What?
She found us.
Oh, she found
in
us?
My sleep.
Yeah, she found
How'd
us.
You find us?
Huh?
Find us.
She called the show one time.
She called the show this.
She called the show.
Listen,
right. So I'm saying you told your peoples about the show, right?
Huh?
You told your girls about the show.
I listen to the show.
All right, bet. Call one of your girls right now.
Call one of your honey girls
right now.
Tell them you're live on the radio.
Yeah.
Hold on, okay.
Yeah. Smart, why not think about that?
Because you're not smart, dog.
Smart, I'm stupid.
Say, it's alright, though. I'm on my way. Like that, I'm surprised you're stupid. Big head bastard.
Shrimp head bastard. Oh, cottage cheese head bastard.
Cottage cheese ass and a face ass nigga.
Oh, cheese and fish ass nigga.
Shout out to the Iron Sheik, yo. Fat ass bastard, and I'm coming back to Jersey, you bitch ass nigga.
Hold on, shout out to Shorty's mom, cause she was talking about us getting at her, but I'm actually inside of her as you speak. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm inside of her right now, and you know what? It feels great.
Right.
Hold on, y'all.
Angry Bastard Radio.
She's bringing me the climax, y'all.
The station that lets you speak your mind.
She's bringing me the climax, y'all.
Bring you the climax, 32 minutes left.
Okay. Shout out to that bitch-ass nigga, Jeffrey Robinson, you fuck-ass nigga.
Yeah, the nigga that pulled a gun out on you.
Yeah, pussy-ass nigga gonna run.
Yeah,
how you
he's
pull
late.
A burner and run, you bitch?
Yeah, niggas is pulling out guns on niggas now. What the fuck is going on, man?
Niggas is pulling burners and running. How gay is that?
Yeah. He ain't buck no shot. He just pulled it out just to try to scare niggas.
He gonna pull it out and run. Nigga, I ain't never forget about that shit, homie.
Diamond Black. Be Black.
Get Diamond's Black, bitch ass. Chase that nigga all through Jersey.
Beetlejuice teeth. That nigga's teeth is trashy.
Son.
Hey, guys.
What's up, baby girl?
Hey, she said she was gonna hit me up for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes? What the fuck she thinks this is?
She said she'll be on in 30 minutes?
Yeah, she said she was gonna call me back to call.
Nah. That's not how it works, girl. That's not how it works.
Well,
give me her number.
That's how it works.
Oh, so now your life talks to me like that again, I will smack the fuck out of you. Give me her number right now, and I will call her.
I want you to smack me. I ain't give you shit.
I bet you do want me to smack you too. Yeah, you like that shit, don't you? You nasty ass. Yeah.
Sure. Why is Shorty cocky in on you, man?
Yo, son. listen, I'm gonna tell you right now, she stud all that shit on the radio, dog, but you could tell right now, dog, she like to get fucked and smacked at the same time. She a tight chick that when I'm fucking, I'm choking the shit out that bitch.
Yeah. Nah, y'all, I'm telling you what you gotta do. Y'all put one of them electrical dog collars on her neck, and while you smash it off, just turn that shit up to high.
Nah, fuck that, yo. I wanna get a taser, hit that shit from the back, and every time I see your ass, I'm gonna just tase the shit out of her.
But you got a taser on her brown eye. You got a taser right in her brown eye.
Nah, shorty, for real, yo. Call one of your other girls up, yo.
Hold up, let me see who this is.
Call somebody like a fat butt.
Come on, buddy.
Hold on, why don't you call the lesbian girl that molested you?
Yeah, call her. We need to talk to her about something.
Does she like men?
Never.
She's always willing to talk, I'm sure.
What?
Every time you call her, she's probably happy.
And you know I'll have her spread her legs real fast.
Real fast.
Her legs will be spread so fast, she'll get a rug burn. She'll get wind burn. As a matter of fact, fuck that. Slut. Yo, Ma, stop fucking taking jacks. Go with the fucking program. Call this slut so we can get it in with her.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Don't be acting brand new like you ain't never been down this road before, either.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Come on, You listen to the show. Stop playing games, dude.
You know what it is.
Yeah. She has a GSP to she has a fucking GSP, a GPS to this road. So she's been down this road many times.
I don't know. I'll tell you this: she's acting real quiet. That shit is getting annoying. I'm about to bomb her ass. You better fucking speak up. I know that shit.
And this is stupid. You're talking about the bomber.
Oh, you know what, bitch? Yo, I didn't want to disrespect you, but you see what's happening there, right?
It's coming out slowly. It's slowly coming
out. Uh-oh, Mello's out? Damn, that's fucked up. Mello is out. I don't know. It looked like he fucking broke his hand or some shit.
Hello.
What up?
Yeah.
I called her, but she.
You tired? What? I'm saying, can niggas get with you or what? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. All right, then that's what we need you to do. All right. We need you to go ahead and get in your car and drive to her house.
Hey, yo, Ma, I'm gonna shoot you a 10 or 20.
What?
I'm gonna shoot you a 10 or 20.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot a 10 to your 20 real quick.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Come on, bitch. Spread it.
Call me another bitch, though.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, so you ever give head with a. A menthol in your mouth? A fucking... Oh, Lord.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to straighten out this funny little drinking problem I got.
You'd like to what?
Work on this drinking problem. People tell me I got a drinking problem. I seen your head.
Yeah, well, what... May I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to straighten out this funny little drinking problem I got.
Mm-hmm. You'd like to what?
Work on this drinking problem. People tell me I got a drinking problem. I seen your head.
Yeah, well, what do you think you have?
Personally, I like it. I don't think I have much of a problem. If everybody's telling me, there must be something wrong here.
Where do you live?
I live in Manhattan.
Well, my only and best suggestion to you would be...
Yeah, well, you know, I always get complaints from the wife. You know, I'm coming around, kicking the dog upside down in the apartment, throwing shit around, busting things, you know.
Is that normal behavior for you?
I've always acted that way since I was young. I always had a bit of a temper. You know, some guy tells me in the street today I park a little too close to his car. I busted his jaw for him. I mean, I've always been high-wired like that, so I'm really not that... You know, that don't bother me, that shit. But, you know, if they say I got a drinking problem, we should check into it.
You're the key to it. Why don't you go to an AA meeting?
Well, I don't think it's my drinking so much as my, you know, being high-strung. I'm liable to throw down at the drop of a hat. You know, you piss me off one way, you go the other way. I put a shoe so far up your ass, I get really pissed off fast. You know, other than the fact, too, I drink about a bottle and a half of Jack Daniels a day. I whack down a six-pack at night, you know, to calm my nerves.
How's his temper? You know, you don't drink.
Man, the tempers of my temper's always flaring like a pack of hemorrhoids. I'm nutty. I'm a crazy kind of guy.
Yeah, I can hear that.
I'm always swinging at the fences. You know, you get in my way, I'll roll right over you. I'm sick. But you think there's a problem with the drinking, huh?
No, I can't answer that. Only you can answer that.
Personally, I like myself. And I'll tell you the truth, you're getting on my nerves. I don't think I need any help with anything. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. See you later, then.
Yeah. Nigga, Frank Rizzo is an asshole, man. Yo, we're talking this throwaway phone, man. It's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Frank calling motherfuckers like a motherfucker. Shorty, we're going to need your help.
Okay.
We call
a librarian or some shit like that. I'm like, yo, talk dirty to this nigga.
Talk real dirty to her and shit.
Yeah, tell him you're looking for that Playboy magazine, the library edition.
Oh, you said what now?
The librarian edition.
So you going to call a librarian?
Yeah, we're going to do that. That's tomorrow.
This bitch is slow.
Hey, y'all. I mean, I'm trying to listen. How many is three niggas at one time?
First of all, I understand shit, y'all. I'm getting that KY for a girl. Old girl over there.
To go in on her butt cheeks.
Butt cheeks spread.
Let her butt cheeks clap like a studio audience.
Matter of fact, put the phone on the floor. Take your pants off. Let me hear your phone clap.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, let's go. Yeah, can you hear? Yeah, why did I think about that? Yo, Ma, can you make your booty clap? Hey, little mama.
Come on, now she's trying to act like she don't know what it is. Yo, Ma, make your ass clap.
Oh, I think she's doing it.
You hear it?
I'm not doing that shit. Is she? Sound
yo,
like she
if she's not doing it, she's a whack slut. If she is doing it, she's a whack slut. Either way, she loses.
No matter what. Either way,
she loses.
Yeah, shorty.
Oh, my bad. I do something.
Yeah, all right, bitch.
Hey, yo.
Nigga, fuck you. You ain't serious to eat my fucking pussy.
Oh, whoa. What's good? What are you talking about?
I don't want to eat that dirty box.
This nigga said he called it a sandbox.
That cat little box. Fuck out of here.
Oh man, you better get yourself a sperm perm.
Yo,
sperm perm.
Sperm perm.
Make it clap. Put the phone down. Make it clap.
Hey, yo, Ma, let me give you a face painting. You ever got a face painting before?
You heard what my nigga said. Put the phone down and make it clap. What the fuck?
I ain't making shit clap.
Yo, can you make your butt clap?
I don't know. I never tried it.
You got a fat booty like that?
When I be fucking, it be making shit like that.
No. I don't want to grab your hair right now. I'm going to just force you to suck my dick.
No, you ain't got to force me.
This is a man right here. Come on. This is a man right here.
You sound a man?
She's too perfect.
What's up? I'm for hire right here. I'm for hire. Hire me.
No, he's saying you're a man because it's too good to be true. Yeah.
Since when do you know
about 18-year-old being so easy to and just going along with everything?
I heard in the South the women are real easy to get.
Yeah, but those are the ones you usually have to train and fight and you know. You have to basically rape them.
With no charges.
With no charges.
No charges.
But you gotta
beat, you gotta beat them all. Fuck that. You gotta fucking whip them all. You gotta whip them, whip sense into them. Like a young one like that.
Hold on. Shorty.
So is it a facial?
Hold on. So do you like it? You know what I'm saying, when it's bust on you, or you don't want no vessels and you swallowing the whole thing?
I want that shit like all in my face and my mouth.
Oh man,
why?
The man, B. Come on, B.
What's she say?
She said she likes it.
Hold on.
She
wants to say it again, Shorty. Now let her say. What you say, Ma? Say it again.
Said I like this shit all on my face and all in my mouth.
Of course she's gonna say that. Get the fuck out.
Yeah. So you like a face?
I'm dead serious. If you don't do it, I'ma stick you in your fucking shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what you're saying is you want a face painting and you want a spooge Slurpee.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Nah, well, let me ask you, so you down for, you know what I'm saying, anal, right? You like that shit in your ass?
That's the first thing I hit before I lost my machine.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did.
What the fuck,
up? Send me some pictures right now. Send me a photo of you right now doing all this stuff.
Do what?
Hold on. You got the internet, right? Hold on. Mommy, you got the internet, right?
Yes.
All right, bet.
Why are you on the internet radio station? Right.
Nah. This is what I want you to do. I know you got on your computer. I know you got a camera, right? You got the webcam, right?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
Oh, come on.
Do you have a camera phone?
Yes, I do.
All right, but that's on video.
You have pictures on your camera phone now.
You said what?
Do you have pictures of yourself on your camera phone now?
Yes, sir, I have decent pictures on my phone. Cause he would be
on my phone. So send a picture or two. Yeah, let's see what's really good.
Send it to the show email.
Nah, fuck that. Send it to my phone.
Damn.
Yeah, you got to call your dad.
I'm like so cold.
Yo, nigga, you got to call your dad. You got to call back.
No, not yet. Thursday.
Damn, what the fuck, nigga? Shit.
Thursday.
Hey, yo, y'all niggas coming down here on the 16th?
Yo, the only time I'm coming down there is
a mother joke.
To dump a gallon of nut into your mom's throat while she's on
her
knees.
That's a faggot.
She's in the middle of Black Horse Pike on her knees.
On a Black Horse Pike.
They're gonna stop all the traffic going both ways, and I'm gonna tap your mom's ass.
Yo, I got a quick question.
I'm gonna hit up in the back in the middle of Black Horse Pike, right in front of Wendy's, and they're gonna have fucking like ticket stubs and shit. Everybody in stop just gonna walk by and smack ass.
You know what? It's amazing, cause the last nigga that had jokes like that, I tied his mom's leg up to my bumper and drove to 110. About 110, that's when her head hit the fucking speed bump. And that was the last I saw her mom. I thought she was still dragging, to tell you the truth, until I got home and realized I just saw her. I just saw a leg bone, so I don't know where the rest of her went.
Leg bone?
Leg bone.
Yeah, you're an idiot. I bet you don't even know what the leg. Name a leg in the bone. I bet I have a bone in the leg. I bet you can't even name one.
I can name one.
Femur.
Not you, nigga.
Shit.
I'm not talking to you.
Word. That's exactly what I said, nigga. I was about to say that.
You shit, nigga.
Yeah. Funny bone, nigga.
Nah, fucking like shit. Yo, mommy, what happened with
funny
your girl, yo? It's been like a half hour. What's up with your girl? Call her right now.
The funny bone, nigga. Call her right now.
Call her right now.
Bone. This nigga's an asshole. The funny bone.
Hey, yo, Ma, call your girl.
What the fuck?
Call your girl.
Yo, why don't you tell me where you live, dog? I got the GPS right here. I'm saying, I come see you. I mean, I'll let everybody know what you're really hitting off for, you know?
Yeah, what you really hitting off for.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Hey, yo, Shorty, do you have
now? Come on.
Do you have thick legs?
Hmm?
You have thick legs.
Do I have what?
Thick legs.
Real?
Yo, fuck that,
real?
Yo. Act like an adult. I have an affair for once.
Straight up.
Shut the fuck up, nigga. First of all,
Nah, don't
y'all.
Talk to me like that. Lower your voice
okay,
when you talk to
okay.
her. Lower your voice.
Oh,
go.
Shit.
Ahead,
she said okay. She said okay.
Now,
go ahead and talk.
Now go ahead and talk, mommy. Go ahead and talk. What was she going to say?
I said, first of all, I cannot hear y'all. You feel me? And I mean, all right.
So what we saying? What we saying is this?
No. You listen to me. How am I being stupid about saying, huh? I mean,
what?
You must be stupid because I can't
say?
Understand you.
Where do you live at? Is what we saying? Where do you live at right now? Where you live at?
I'm not severity for real. You know what I'm
saying?
You ain't going nowhere. Where you live?
I had fun with y'all tonight.
Come on, man. How you gonna leave when we got you chained to the border? How you gonna leave?
Vega, release me.
As you wish.
Nah, but you stay in Atlanta or you stay in Florida?
I don't stay in no Florida.
You stay in Atlanta?
Yes.
I just wanna know, do you have thick legs? Are your legs thick?
What?
Yes, they are.
You have, since you want to thick legged.
How is this possible? Hold on. Let's do a recap. All right, All right. First, you know what I'm saying? You smashed off with another chick, you know what I'm saying, out of nowhere, right? Now you're telling us that you got a fat ass, you got some big ass titties, and everything about you. Your mom's a freak, you know what I'm saying? She's like,
recap.
You're
recapping right now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you was down to mess with a chick. You like being
recap hour. This is a recap hour.
You like to give head. You know what I'm saying? You swallow and you want to face you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You down for whatever. Basically, you're telling us you're a rock
face
guy.
Painting.
Only 18.
Face painting.
You know what I'm saying? You're 18 years old. You live in Atlanta. Now, let me
and
ask
like,
you a question.
And she likes Lil Wayne.
And
you like Lil Wayne.
Whoa. And you what?
I said, and I smoke.
Oh, this is the answer.
And you smoke. And you sound like you're high as hell right now. So let me ask you a question. So. How the fuck is you real? Because this is not real. This shit is straight off of a fucking porn right here.
She has an eyes apple, bitch. She has an eyes apple, bitch.
It's either you was watching a porn about 15 minutes ago, and you know what I'm saying, you trying to put some niggas on, or you a man with a soft-ass voice like Michael Jackson. I need to know.
If she was real, I would wipe her up. Tomorrow.
Nah, I don't know about wiping her up because, you know what I'm saying? Probably, if she swallowed a couple of things over there.
No,
I mean?
that would be my Atlanta wifey.
Oh, yeah.
Atlanta wifey.
I can smell that. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, SD told me there's this one place out in Georgia. He's like, if you go there, it's like heaven. There's women everywhere.
Peachtree Road. You ain't got to say no more.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. Shorty know what I'm talking about, too. She know what I'm talking about, yo. That's right there where So-So Dev Record Studio is. Ain't nothing but sneezies out there.
Really?
It's right where the underground is. You know, I can guarantee you go to the underground. How many times you go to the underground in a month's time, huh?
Too many.
Exactly. Because she, yo, come on, man.
So, wait, yo, E, what was you about to say? You said you know what's funny?
No. You know it's because the Peachtree Road is the I was there once. I was in Atlanta for one night. And I actually got hit. I almost got hit by a Bentley. I almost got hit by a Mercedes. I almost got hit by a Range Rover. Because I was just in the street like, oh! Ah! And I was there to help my man move. He was moving from Atlanta to somewhere else.
He said he almost got hit by all these cars because he's too focused on women. Yeah.
I got a
I actually went to the Cheesecake Factory. Listen, she's about to lie. Come on, let's hear it. What is the lie now? I mean, we're used to lying anyway because you've been lying to us the whole time you've been on the phone. So.
What are you about to say, Shorty?
Continue
I got a voicemail and I need you to check it.
check that shit.
Call your
call it on three-way.
Call it on three-way.
Holla. And check your drawers for shit.
call your voicemail on three-way.
Hold on.
Don't
and then check
like
your drawers
for shit.
He said, check her drawers for shit.
Please enter your password.
Oh,
excuse me.
Really
Donuts. That's a password.
Invalid entry. Oh. Please re-enter your password.
A multiple choice answering machine message. No one can take your call at the moment.
You have two new voice messages. To play your messages, press 1. To record a message, press 2. To change your call, press 3. To ask new messages, Tuesday, 8 p.m. by telephone number 4108848. 4,
oh, 6, 0. That's how you feel, right? Just because I ask you something about your phone, you're like, you know, it upset you that much. You know, and it made you upset though.
Message deleted. New message Tuesday.
So
you've
got to please.
By telephone number 4433935.
Oh, Lord. You got to hold on. Got that nigga's phone?
Hey, what's up, sweetheart? Just coming through saying how you been. I guess you might be still at work. So when you get this, so when
yo,
you
Ma, I'm about to put you on blast.
Holler at me. Like I said before, I'm thinking about you. Before you come through, hit me up.
Yo, these niggas is soft ass niggas.
Hold on.
Message
oh,
deleted.
You
have
that,
no
yo?
More messages. To record
yo,
a message, press 2. To change your greeting, press 3.
Yo, this
to access your personal options, press 4.
You don't
4.
Live in Atlanta? You be lying.
Why?
Hello?
Yo, 443 is Maryland, and 410 is Maryland. Where you staying?
Yeah, but,
that,
but that don't mean nothing because,
nah,
you know what I mean?
Listen, hold on. Both numbers that just called was both niggas, right? Now,
yeah.
Now, Freddie just says she live in Atlanta. Both numbers that just called. This nigga calling her. Why the fuck is this nigga here all here calling her in Atlanta talking about, yeah, she's still at work? Come on, shorty. Where you live at, yo? Be serious.
What? Stop fighting. I'm saying, but she could have met him on the chat line, though.
Nigga,
hey.
Listen. I don't know. You met him on the chat line and he know all your business that you still at work?
Word. At not only that, now, you know what? Not only that, but yo, Ma, that sounds extra fishy. You know why?
Because
her legs are open.
But besides that, though, yo, like, come on. That,
you ain't
that
got a lot of
arms
to kick
like,
it, yo.
That nigga sounded like he got a piece of that pussy before, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah, did he get that? Or they are.
He got that shit.
Or are all of those southern niggas that soft?
Nah, that nigga. That nigga hit that shit, yo. And you know what I'm saying? She can say whatever she want, but them niggas, yo, shorty, you stay in Maryland, Ma. You ain't got a lot of us, yo. You ain't never got a lot of kicking, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Maryland.
If you stay in Maryland, then you closer to me.
Why? I just
I
can't keep my
you.
Cover. Like,
why
you just
can't
accept me for what I
oh, well, your cousin going to commit some incest then, huh?
Huh?
Yeah, your cousin about to smash. Is that what you're saying?
What?
Yeah, about to smash. Nigga had his Barry White on.
Did you say why that can't be your cousin or why you can't keep your cover?
Yeah, I said the second
one. Oh, I'm saying, look, you live in Maryland. What? Shorty stay in Maryland. You closer to JJ. Why don't you just link up with JJ?
What?
You know what I'm saying? This nigga got the crib. You know what I mean?
I don't know who JJ is. I thought JJ died, like, 3 fucking months ago.
Why? Well, whatever. GQ. Whatever's good.
Whatever, man. Whatever you want today.
Hey, yo, yeah. Where do you really live at?
Identity you want today.
He lives in Maryland. You stay in Baltimore, don't you? It's 443. Yeah. Baltimore. You're a Baltimore chick. I know about you. I know you.
You don't know about me. No, you don't. Don't even get that shit twisted because you don't know shit about me.
Ooh.
I know that everything that you said was a fucking lie.
Listen, she's doing defensive now, so it's true, dog. You got her. We got her on the roast now, B.
Go for the knockout. Please don't make me start roasting you, Mom. Don't make me roast you.
Yeah,
listen, you was cool
people.
Yeah.
You call it whatever you want.
She said you got a lot of mouth over there, dog.
Damn right I got a lot of mouth, baby girl. You know what I'm saying? I hope you got a pretty mouth, because I think my fucking bitch was in that motherfucker. And when she got my
teeth.
Bully.
That's it. Yeah. I'll make you till your fucking mouth is on my stick.
Word.
If you ain't sticking me down my throat, I don't want it.
Oh, it's going all the way. I'm sticking in your stomach. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to tie your intestines in knots. Through your mouth. Wait a minute. In your stomach. Ah, shorty, you are a liar. Yo, how old are you? How old are you really, shorty?
18.
You really, what year were you born?
What year was I born?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
add.
What? 1990. When is your birthday? October 30th.
She's lying. I hope she's lying.
No, I'm not. Oh, my God. I'm a Scorpio. I was born on 10/30/90. That's my birthday. It's on my license. It's on my identification.
So I got a question. I got a question. So, do you not live in Georgia?
No, she don't live in Georgia, nigga. She live in... No, come on. You just said, you know what I'm saying, you trying to keep your cover. Come on, now. You ain't got to lie.
It is my cover, being honest.
All right, so wait. Do you live in Georgia right now?
Do I live in Georgia right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Because I know where you live at.
Yeah, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
I see what's going on. Yeah, she lives in Georgia.
Thank you, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, but so see, now that I got this new information, yeah, you're closer to me than you are the fucking damn man.
Listen, this guy, you're a fag.
Kids out there, don't smoke.
He don't wanna
are you gonna follow me?
You're the kid.
Hey. Are you gonna call me tonight?
What? Yeah, word. Hell yeah, I'm gonna call you.
For that phone sex. You know how
he said, yeah, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'll call her tonight, too. Can we all call you?
What'd you say, Shorty?
I said that shit bomb, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you real close, y'all.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It doesn't really matter. As long as they like to faster and faster.
Faster and not slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate girls like wear tight shit and you be like, damn, she has a fat ass. Mm-hmm. And then she turns around, you be like, damn, she has a fat ass. Like she has a butt in the front and the back.
Firm butt, Shorty. You got a firm butt.
Shorty's been eyeing me.
Hey, she has a biff.
I keep thinking about trying me.
I know one thing. She took that abuse like a champ for the last hour and a half.
Take it to my spot.
And she's still singing in the back, so she loves the abuse. You could tell.
Yeah, she does.
She does love the abuse. Give her a business.
You know what?
Mom, spread your legs wider.
I'm just so cold, y'all.
What?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. We got 60 seconds, people. Hit us up, MySpace.com/angrybastard. I'm fucking up. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We're here each and every day from 7 p.m. to 9, or 8, sometimes to 9, sometimes 8 to 11, 9 to 11. Hit us up. Make sure you check us out and hit us up tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. as well. I want to thank Steakums for coming on. showing her love. LE64. SD's in the Matrix.
Thanks for slapping her tits.
Word. I'm your boy GQ. We got Billy the Kid holding it down in Florida, in Flowrider.
Hold on, real quick. Ma, how big are your titties?
What happened?
How big are your titties, Ma?
36C.
What?
36C.
Okay, that's a good, yeah, that's definitely a good handful. Right? I like that. I could dig that. A handful of tit and then a mouthful of nip. That's the way I like it.
Tit nip.
Mm-hmm.
Nip tit.
Nip tit.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, you ready, bitch.
That nigga's stupid.
Okay, I need to tell, man. Come on.
What?
Mm-hmm. Still singing. She's a trooper.
Yeah, she's a trooper.
Waiting for the next man meet to swim her way.
Swim her way. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, Ma, you, yo, where the kid?
Hmm?
Hey, yo, where the kid go?
The kid.
The kid.
What kid?
Where's your kid? Where your kid at, Ma?
I don't have a kid.
You want some kids on your chin?
I was just about to say that.
Y'all crazy. It's cold as hell.
It's cold as ice?
You willing to sacrifice?
I'm excuse me. I need to put some clothes on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ain't got no clothes.
Okay.
You got no clothes on?
Barely.
No doubt. So what are you doing tonight, Shorty?
You.
Oh, Lord, let's go. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yep.
So I'll make sure I bring the.
I'm about to roll up to your spot.
Alright, so yeah, I understand what you was talking about.
Then you gonna make it hot, and I'ma turn around and let you beep.
Oh yeah, you know I thank Plies and all these other brothers for coming out with these freaky songs and getting these girls, you know, into the mood,
or
getting them into the spirit of, oh, it's cool to have sex with multiple guys.
Right. My fucking back hurt.
Yeah.
I had to roll up one more time for the night.
For the night.
Yeah.
What, you got that regular?
That dirt.
I don't know, man. I got that five.
You got that dirt.
You saying she's smoking pookie?
Smoking dirt.
No, actually, I'm just smoking on some perk. I mean, some fodder, so you're costing like 30 an L.
Damn.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yeah,
so what? So what do you like? You sell your ass for weed money? Is that what it is?
No.
You get it from some nigga.
Look, my baby father, I gotta go.
Of course.
Oh,
your baby
shit.
Father? What, are you gonna fuck you up?
Mangle your face.
I thought you ain't have no kids. Now you got a baby dad? How that work?
Uh-huh. How does that work?
Yeah, see? She ran away.
Yeah, she did. She's a slut, but anyway, so I don't know.
Yeah, I was done with it anyway. I was gonna actually discard her in the dumpster as we drove past in the car. I was just gonna throw one in the dumpster. I was on the side of the road. Fuck it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
man. Or try to throw it in the garbage can on the street corner while we're moving. She'll probably miss it, hit the floor.
Oh, man.
Fuck out of here, that bullshit.
This nigga said discard out the window like a piece of trash.
A piece of trash.
Like the type of trash that you just look both ways and you crack the window down a little bit and let the wind pull it out of the car.
Nah, I'm throwing the window all the way down and I'm trying to throw her ass in the garbage can from like 20 feet.
Uh-huh.
I'm probably going to hit the garbage can, knock it over, and fall on the floor and shit. She's definitely going to get flushed down the stone drain.
Down the stone drain?
Yeah, like an old tampon.
Like a bloody old tampon.
Bloody tampon.
Should slap her ass.
Slap face.
This nigga about to make love to her later on. What's her name? Where's she from?
Yeah, she's in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought Shorty was in. She actually, she G'd me up. I thought Shorty was in. What's her name? So she was in. She told me she was in Georgia.
Listen, she told everyone she was in Georgia. She's actually like the perfect girl. She was a little too perfect. That's why I was like, ah, come on. Come on.
Yeah,
a dumb bitch.
Come on, you're too perfect, man. What guy wouldn't like you, you know?
Perfect.
Exactly. Mm.
All right, let me see what I have to do now. I'm about to go. Unchain JJ's mom's from the damn radiator.
From the radiator.
She's not locked up to the radio. She's locked up to the radio in my car. Not just any radiator. The radiator in my car.
Not just any radiator. So half a body is blocking the front bumper.
She's actually in the wheel well. She's fucking a straw fishing through the middle of the engine.
Uh-huh.
Down into the wheel well so she can get air, and so the fumes don't kill her. L-O-V-E.
Construction workers and shit. I was taking a shit in the fucking temporary bathroom today, right? So, you know, I'm taking my shit, writing on the walls and shit. Motherfucker is knocking, like, somebody knocking the door. And, you know, I was like, yo. And then, you know, a couple minutes later, knocking on the door, I was like, yo. I was like, yo, wait till I get out. You know what I'm saying? So they stopped knocking on the door. And then the other person said something, and I heard who it was, and it was like this older dude. He's like a short dude with like a pointy beard. He's a mad fucking black guy, carpenter. That guy's mad fucking funny. So I fucking opened the door, and there's like four black dudes standing there, like two plumbers, a carpenter, and some other fucking dude that was there. You know? And I was like, wow, he's like, he's fucking funny.
He gave it.
And I was like, yo, get the fuck out of here. I'm taking a shit.
He said, yo, shit, I'll be out. Now, your niggas knocking the door like that's going to make you get a, all right, you're knocking hard. You must be serious. Let me cut my turd. I'm cleaning it up right now. Nigga, all that's going to do is piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, nigga, I said I'll be out, little nigga. Be out when I get out.
Low nigga.
Low nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to look for that clip, but my computer's acting real shitty right now, so fuck it. This has to play tomorrow.
My computer's not acting shitty?
Yeah, nah. There's never a time.
Only
when I got your, only when your mom's back is rubbing against it.
Beat your mom.
Beat your mom with a cordless phone. I'll strangle your mom with the cord from the cordless phone. You guys said impossible stuff that can't happen. Nigga said. I saw your mom doing push-ups underneath of a Toyota Camry.
I saw your mom doing push-ups underneath a Scully cap. with candle wax in it. And it had candle wax in it.
And it had candle wax. Mom was doing push-ups underneath my door, nigga. Oh, man. Yo.
Push-ups underneath the what?
Underneath my door.
Your mom's doing push-ups in between my toenail and my skin.
Oh, man. Hey, yo, Six. Where did that nigga go? Oh, man. Yo, you going to see that scary movie that you need 3D glasses for?
Which one is it?
Oh, man. It was the Valentine's Massacre or something like that.
I haven't even heard about it.
Oh, man. Tell 6-4 next time you go, you know, to his lair, tell him to his lair, tell him to look up on Xbox, to find, you know, on the previews, tell him to download the Valentine Massacre movie,
okay.
And it's like, it's supposed to be a 3D movie, they're giving everybody 3 glasses,
mm-hmm.
And supposedly some of the scenes pop out, like, there's this one part where he throws an axe, or a hatchet,
okay.
Or something. And when he throws the hatchet, it's like, it seems like it's coming out of the screen.
I would go see that, because that's original.
Huh?
I would go see. There's a lot of movies that I won't go see.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, come on, Batman. Come on. These movies with, like, stupid premises, you know?
Yeah.
But then there are a lot of movies that I would go see. Like I watched, have you seen that Benjamin Button movie?
That what?
Benjamin Button?
Yeah.
Or Seven, what about 7 Pounds? That's pretty good.
I heard about it.
It's pretty gay, but it's good.
What is it about?
This dude, Will Smith, like, he got in a car accident, and his wife died. And after his wife died, he just wanted to be, like, a good Samaritan or some shit like that. So
is that when he picked a bunch of people?
Right. He saved 7 people, and gives them his body parts. It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I actually saw the previews for that. I would go see that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. You take a chick to see him, the chick will be, you know, crying on your shoulder. You could be just like, you know, I'm just like that guy, you know? Try to get him to brain you off. Or bring him out so she could brain me off. You know.
A wop shorty?
Like good old Crystal. I miss Crystal, man.
Because she's a shorty wop, because shorty wops the whole crew.
I actually miss Crystal. I think I'm going to try and find her and marry her. She was actually, he has to really stick it to her, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like I wanted to. You know, I got a little session in England.
I didn't
get a chance to massacre, you know, give it a Valentine's Day massacre.